fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. The last Friday of August marks the annual celebration of Wear It Purple Day, a day of awareness and the celebration of diversity and young people from the LGBTIQ plus community. This year's theme is Start the Conversation, Keep It Going. Joining us this morning to start the conversation ahead of August 27 is clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQ plus project officer and regular Fitter Happier guest, Jane Armstrong. Welcome back, Jane. Good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm very well. So, Jane, you're very passionate about mental health and issues in the LGBTIQ plus community and space. Can you tell us a little bit about your work and how you found yourself there?
Yeah, just a little bit passionate, darling. I guess I've been a mental health nurse now for 25-odd years. And being from the LGBTIQ plus community, it's just been a natural synergy, I suppose. And I guess in the last few years, it's become more apparent to me that the LGBTI plus community is so behind the eight ball as far as equity and parity in so many arenas. And you know, our stats are really poor. You know, for example, a transgender person is 16 times more likely to attempt suicide. A person with diverse gender faces up to 60 plus events of discrimination per day. And I guess my passion arises from just wanting our community members to feel safe and heard.
It's amazing how there's so much talk about this, kind of stuff now, but still the numbers are quite prominent, like 16 times more likely if you're a transgender. That is horrible to hear, but it's
frightening, isn't it? And then if you look at the youth stats, the youth stats are even more frightening. And I guess hence Wear It Purple Day being so important.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Wear It Purple Day and why is it important to start the conversation and keep it going?
Absolutely. So Wear It Purple came about in around about 2010, I guess as a response to global stories of teenagers and their experiences. And then in 2010, there were quite a few LGBTIQ plus youth who committed suicide as a result of bullying and harassment based on discrimination, so basically lack of acceptance of their sexuality or their gender identity. And I guess Wear It Purple is really about showing our young ones that it's okay to be who they are, that they are loved, that we embrace them, and that bullying is not okay, ever.
No, not in any circumstance at all. I 100% agree. What can we hope to see as a result of Wear It Purple Day?
Look, I mean, just a stat to throw at you. 75% of LGBTIQ plus youth across Australia are bullied because of who they are, whether it be gender diverse or a diverse sexual orientation. And 80% of that is experienced within schools. So I guess really we want to see our youth to be less bullied, less harassed, no bullying, no harassment, and to just be embraced for who they are. You know, and I guess we're seeing it is on the improve, but our stats aren't showing that.
It's awful that it's, like you were saying as well, we're seeing it a lot within schools, and it's starting at a really young age, and to kind of have that, you know, carried through, you know, throughout your life as well. It's great we have conversation about it now, but still there are people that aren't educating their children correctly, or, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that are out there that people aren't fully aware of, and it's just shocking to see, like you were saying, those numbers that are still quite high. And yeah, anyway, but I wanted to ask you next, the LGBTIQ plus people can find it daunting to access health. What are some of the main issues LGBTIQ plus people face when navigating the health system?
Look, it's still, for a lot of community folks, they don't feel safe. You know, it's continually having to re-explain themselves, re-justify themselves. You know, I think one of the biggest things is making sure that our primary healthcare network, so that's our GPs and our practice nurses, are fully across what it means to be LGBTIQ+, gender diverse or sexually diverse or bodily diverse for that matter. And lack of education is a big thing. As I said, it needs to be a safe space, and there's so many different ways you can show that you're a safe space. And I can guarantee you that the community talks. So, you know, if one person has an experience somewhere, people will avoid that person that's provided that experience like the plague.
People will catch on. So with the National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Reform underway, how does this support members of the LGBTIQ plus community?
Well, we're very, very pleased to see that LGBTIQ plus community has had a mention and included under the vulnerable communities. And there's a lot of money that really has been thrown at some of our existing services. But I was so pleased to see that Mind Out program and the Q Life program has also been continued. So that's a telephone counselling and support service for early intervention, peer support and referrals for people who want to talk about anything to do with their diversity. But also what I'm hoping it will translate into in reality is some money to go towards some decent research. You know, we know there's lots of correlations, for example, between autism spectrum disorder, transgender and eating disorders. So, you know, I'm really, really hoping that this money will translate into real research for our community into suicide prevention and harm.
And how can we empower LGBTIQ plus people to be advocates for their own health?
Provide a safe space. Provide a safe space. Educate everybody. You know, advocate. If you see discrimination happening, stand up and call it out. It's not acceptable. You know, if you hear someone being called a faggot or, you know, what did I there was something awful that I heard the other day. I can't quite remember what it was, but it was just like, no, that's actually not okay. So we all have a responsibility to actually call it out. And let's continue to empower particularly our youth to have the voice, to be heard and to seek out help when they need it. And in that way that we can encourage them, you know, to focus on their health.
Of course, yeah, discrimination is still a big thing. And like you were saying as well, that kind of hit home, you were also saying that, you know, people of the LGBTIQ plus community are still having to, you know, explain themselves. There's still kind of a lack of, I don't know, almost humanity that's like you're not being recognised for who you are as a person. It's just something that's quite awful still to see in, you know, especially 2021. You know, people should be educating themselves on these things. It's such a prominent thing to talk about and, you know, I don't know why. Anyway, it makes me very frustrated as well. So lastly, I want to ask you a question. How would you encourage people to support members of the LGBTIQ plus community, not just on Wear It Purple Day, but every day?
Well, I love the theme of Wear It Purple Day this year, which is start the conversation and keep it going. So, yeah, okay, let's talk about things on Wear It Purple Day, but let's talk about it every day. It's how you're going. And speaking to our colleagues, you know, and friends and family about what's okay and what's not okay. You know, if we know that we have some, you know, youth who are diverse body, sexuality or gender, then let's have a conversation with them, check in with them, make sure that they're travelling okay, support them as much as possible. You know, in the end, we've all got red blood, so it really doesn't matter.
Of course, at the end of the day, we are all humans. So I hope people wake up to that and realize that, yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us, Jane. I really appreciate you coming onto the show and talking to us about this extremely important conversation. We appreciate your time here always.
Thanks for the chat, darling. Take care.
You too. That was Jane Armstrong, clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQ plus project officer, mental health division at Royal Perth Bentley Group, chatting with us all about We're at Purple Day, a day for awareness and the celebration of diversity and young people from the LGBTIQ plus community. If any issues that we talked about today raised any sort of awareness within you, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And make sure to check out healthywa.wa.gov.au for more information on anything that we talked about today. You're on the record on RTRFM with Maddie Lombardi.